Benedict's story is, however, not unique. And although do parents do everything we can to keep our children safe, they need more support, particularly in the education system where their children spend so much of their time. Worryingly, 18% of food allergy reactions and 25% of first-time anaphylactic reactions do occur in school, and that will only rise. Between 1998 and 2018, 66 school children died from allergic reactions. And I think the point that was made about behaviour change and understanding change is really important, because when I was growing up, I don't remember discussions about allergies. I think they are on the rise, and I'm not an expert, so I won't pretend to give a medical diagnosis. But I think it's very difficult when you are in a position of authority, when you did not grow up having to worry about these, to suddenly run an institution where this has to be of fundamental importance, because as we heard, at least two children in every school classroom have an allergy.
A petition by the Benedict Blythe Foundation collected over 13,000 signatures calling for better protection for children with allergies in schools. Alicia Kearns says it deserves greater attention. And Oakham, Uppingham and Melton's fire stations have launched their part of the Community Christmas Appeal. This year, they're working with Voluntary Action Rutland with the hope of reaching more people in need of a gift. They're taking nominations for those who you think deserve a gift at Oakham's fire station Facebook, and donations can still be dropped off.
Rutland.